Welcome to the very first Deep Dive, where we explore science, performance, and the evolving world of research and molecular innovation. I'm your host, Lena Carter, and with me today is Dr. Samuel Clark, a molecular biologist and leading expert in peptide research and biochemical innovation. Today, we're diving into a foundational topic that often gets overlooked: why purity and precision matter in peptide research. From lab reproducibility to data reliability, the quality of your compounds can make or break your entire study. So how do researchers ensure their peptides meet the highest standards? And what role does vendor transparency play in all of this? We'll break down the science, talk best practices, and explore what every lab should look for when sourcing peptides for research. Let's get started. It's really fascinating, isn't it, how something, well, seemingly basic, like the quality of your starting chemicals, can just ripple outwards.
Oh, absolutely.
It affects the whole scientific process, maybe even, you know, contributing to that reproducibility crisis we hear so much about.
It definitely plays a role. A significant one.
Makes you wonder how often problems start right there with the reagents. So maybe let's start at the beginning for everyone listening. What exactly are peptides when we talk about them in advanced research? Why are they so important?
Right. Good place to start. Well, peptides are essentially short chains of amino acids. Think of them like small proteins, but their power lies in their specificity, their exact sequence, how they fold up in 3D space that dictates their biological job. And they have really critical jobs.
Like messengers.
Exactly. They act as messengers, signaling molecules, modulators. Mm-hmm. They're involved in pretty much every biological system you can think of. Mm-hmm. Cellular communication, immune response, you name it.
So incredibly versatile then.
Immensely versatile. And that's why they're so valuable in research settings. Scientists use them for all sorts of things. Looking into tissue regeneration, figuring out how cells repair themselves, even exploring complex things like fat metabolism. Mm-hmm. They're really powerful tools because they're so specific. But, and this is really important, we need to be clear. All compounds we're discussing, peptides included, are strictly for research purposes only.
Right. Not for people or animals.
Absolutely not for human or veterinary use. Mm-hmm. Their potential is really unlocked only in a controlled lab setting, you know, ethical research.
That's a crucial distinction. And it makes sense, given how targeted they are, that their structure has to be perfect. So it sounds like purity. It's not just nice to have, it's essential.
Non-negotiable. Absolutely.
If you're using a peptide in research, it just has to be pure. Can you dig into that a bit more? Why is that high purity, say 98% or more, considered the gold standard? What goes wrong if it's less pure?
You've hit on the core issue precisely. When purity drops, the scientific value just plummets. Sometimes it even invalidates the whole study. Think about the cost. Not just money, but time and effort lost to irreproducible results. Some studies suggest reagent quality, including peptide purity, is a massive contributor to research waste. Billions potentially wasted globally because the data isn't reliable.
Billions? Wow.
Yeah, it's staggering. So let's picture it. Imagine you're doing a really sensitive experiment, maybe looking at how cells respond to different doses.
Okay.
But your peptide sample, it's only 85% the peptide you think you're testing, the other 15%. Well, it could be anything. Unknown fillers, bits of broken peptides, maybe even other active stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare for analysis.
It is. It instantly creates confounding variables. You can't control them. You can't account for them. Your data becomes messy, unreliable.
So what are the main reasons high purity is so critical then? You mentioned four.
Yes, four key reasons. First, accuracy in dosing. This is fundamental. Mm-hmm. If your sample isn't pure, you can't know the true concentration of your active peptide. You think you're adding, say, 100 nanomolars, but really it's only 85 nanomolars plus.
Mm-hmm.
Junk.
Mm. Which throws off all your measurements.
Completely. Dose response curves, comparing results with other labs, it all becomes unreliable.
Okay, what's second?
Second is consistency for reproducibility. This is, you know, the bedrock of science.
Right. Being able to repeat experiments.
Exactly. Someone else, or even you, 6 months later, needs to get the same result using your method. A pure compound means consistent, predictable interactions.
Makes sense.
If your peptide purity varies from batch to batch or lab to lab, forget reproducibility. Your findings can't be validated. They can't build into larger discoveries.
Okay.
Third is safety and lab handling. People sometimes forget this one.
Oh, so?
Well, impurities aren't always inert. They could cause unexpected reactions. Maybe something generates heat, or maybe a contaminant is toxic to your cells in a way your peptide isn't.
Unpredictable hazards.
Precisely. Knowing exactly what you're handling, ideally confirmed by independent tests, just minimizes those risks.
And the fourth reason.
Finally, and maybe most importantly, data integrity.
The reliability of the findings themselves.
Yes. Clean, uncontaminated peptides mean less experimental noise. Your data is clearer, more precise, more meaningful. Without purity, your results are questionable. You might chase false leads, waste resources, or worse.
Publish flawed conclusions.
Exactly. Publish flawed conclusions. And that's why reputable sources like BC9.co, for instance, really emphasize their lab-tested peptides for research. They provide transparency, independent analysis. They get that good science needs good materials.
Okay, so purity is clearly foundational, non-negotiable. But you mentioned something else, precision. Is it just as important how these peptides are actually constructed and handled?
Absolutely. Think of it like, well, baking. You need the right ingredients, pure ingredients, yes.
Sure.
But you also need the right recipe, the right technique, the right oven temperature. Precision matters just as much.
I see. So beyond just being, say, 98% pure peptide X.
Right. Beyond the overall purity number, the molecular exactitude is critical. Yeah. Even tiny deviations in the amino acid sequence or how the molecule folds itself up.
The 3D structure.
Yes, the 3D structure or even the stability of the bonds holding it together. Any of that can fundamentally change how it behaves in an experiment.
So it might not bind to its target correctly.
It might bind weakly or not at all. Or maybe it binds to the wrong things. Off-target effects. That's a huge issue, whether you're working in a test tube or complex animal models.
So what specifically needs to be precise? What should researchers be looking out for?
Several things. First, obviously, proper amino acid sequencing. Every single amino acid has to be in the exact right place.
Mm-hmm.
One mistake, the peptide could be useless or do something totally different.
Okay, makes sense.
Then, correct peptide folding. Like we said, they aren't just strings. They fold into specific shapes. That shape determines function. If the folding's wrong because of synthesis or bad storage,
yeah,
it won't work right.
Right.
Then there's batch-to-batch consistency. This is massive for ongoing research.
Meaning the peptide you buy today is identical to the one from last month?
Identical in structure and behavior. You need that consistency if you're doing long-term studies or if multiple labs are collaborating. Inconsistent batches just destroy comparability.
I can see how that would undermine a multi-year project.
Absolutely. And finally, something often overlooked. Proper storage and transport conditions. Maintaining integrity from the factory to your freezer.
The cold chain, things like that.
Exactly. High quality synthesis followed by meticulous handling ensures the peptide behaves predictably. It minimizes variability, leads to better outcomes. And again, that's something good vendors focus on, like BC9.so. Ensuring that molecular integrity right through production to delivery.
This all paints a very clear picture. The standards need to be incredibly high. So for a researcher needing these compounds, how do they actually find a vendor they can trust? What are the pitfalls?
That's a really critical step. And maybe the biggest pitfall is just assuming all suppliers are equal or that a cheaper price doesn't come with, well, a hidden scientific cost later on.
Like failed experiments.
Failed experiments. Wasted time, maybe even having to retract data. Choosing a vendor isn't just ordering supplies. It's part of your scientific responsibility. Mm. It directly affects your research validity.
So what are the green flags? What should they actively look for?
Okay, key things. First, demand third-party testing.
Not just the company testing its own stuff.
Exactly. Independent lab verifications, an unbiased check.
Right.
Is this the right compound? Is the stated purity? Is the concentration correct? That independent layer is crucial for trust.
Okay. What else?
Hand in hand with that. Look for detailed certificates of analysis or COAs.
And these should be specific.
Specific to the batch you're buying, not generic. A good COA shows the actual data like HPLC for purity, mass spec to confirm the molecular weight. If the COA is vague or missing, that's a big red flag.
Got it. Third-party tests, specific COAs, anything else?
Yes. Batch traceability. You should be able to know the history of that specific batch, where it came from, when and how it was made.
Why is that important?
For quality control, troubleshooting if something seems off, regulatory reasons sometimes, and even just defending your methods if your results are questioned later. Transparency matters.
Makes sense.
And finally, look for clear research use only labeling. This indicates the product is made and intended specifically for lab research. Meeting those standards, not for other purposes.
Right.
And, you know, vendors like BC9.say, they really differentiate themselves here. They provide the authentic peptides, they back it up with the documentation, the testing, and they combine it with reliable service and shipping tailored for researchers. They understand what's at stake.
It really sounds like the quality of that initial peptide. It doesn't just influence the outcome, it practically dictates it.
That's a good way to put it.
Dictates it.
If that foundation isn't solid, meticulously verified, then everything built on it is shaky.
Precisely. You risk misleading results, hindering real progress. It underlines that integrity from the molecule itself to the vendor's practices. It's just fundamental to good science.
So the future of peptide research really hinges on this quality commitment. It absolutely does. Peptides are driving incredible discoveries, you know, in neuroscience, drug delivery, so many areas. But those breakthroughs must start with quality you can trust.
Whether it's a quick test or a huge project.
Doesn't matter. Small in vitro assay, long-term preclinical study, using high-purity, precisely made, rigorously tested peptides will always give you better, more reliable, more impactful science, period.
A very clear message.
And again, when you need those compounds, knowing you have a reliable source like BC9.co, offering those top-tier lab-tested peptides specifically for research professionals, that's key. And just to reiterate that crucial point one more time, all products from BC9.co are strictly for research use only.
Right.
Not for human consumption, not for diagnostics, not for therapy, research only.
Understood. A critical reminder.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's worth really thinking about, isn't it? The implications of these quality standards, not just for your specific experiments, but for the whole scientific field, for how quickly we make discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
How does choosing the right high quality materials actually enable that next big aha moment, that breakthrough that could change our understanding, lead to new therapies? It seems like such a small choice which vendor to use, but it has massive downstream effects.
It really does. Foundational choices have far-reaching consequences.
Well, thank you for joining us on this exploration. And for everyone listening, always remember to critically consider the source of your information and definitely of your materials.